Good morning again, and you are in the Spectrum session. Here to introduce our guest is Leslie Spoon.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for coming to the Spectrum session, and thank you to Spectrum and Peter Kay. I can't say his last name like Sheila. And when you said 8 years this morning, I was like, wow, that's exciting. So thank them because they are our Platinum Light sponsor this year again for $1,500. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And here's Peter.
Thank you, Leslie and Sheila. Good morning day to everybody who's here and everybody who's online. I just wanted to take a brief moment and introduce myself and what we do. My name is Peter Kuchidabi, and I manage a part of our accessibility team, particularly our outreach, our learning and development training programs, the Spectrum Access app, which we'll talk about, marketing, communications, customer engagement, some other things. But our accessibility team as a whole really takes on a lot of engineering work, making sure that our products and our services are accessible for people with disabilities, broadly speaking. And a lot of that falls into the camp of making sure that things work well for our blind and low vision community. So we've got several of us on the team. More than 50% of our team are people with disabilities. So that helps us to really impact and affect the product and service from the inside. But, you know, a lot of that experience is really important for our blind, low vision community because we're talking about television, we're talking about mobile apps, the use of assistive technology to manage your accounts and that kind of thing. And so it's really important. That takes up a lot of our resource and energy to make sure that we do things right. And a lot of what we've been able to do is in great part thanks to the Florida Council of the Blind, who's been one of our most integral partners in terms of feedback and communication. So thank you for that. I'm going to take just a little bit of time and give a recap, if you will, of our overall product offering and what you can expect. And then for the folks in the room or on Zoom, we can take some questions too. So if you're not already familiar, Spectrum or Charter Communications is a telecom company that provides products and services in the area of internet, phone service, mobile phone service, cable, of course, and now streaming. And there's a lot of video packages that are sort of available with those products. And then obviously mobile apps to manage and follow your news, manage your account, so on and so forth. So there's probably at the very top of the list here is the ever so popular cable service that we offer and we have now for decades. And the great news is that we've continued to support that product and make sure that the guide narration that's on there works exactly how you expect it to work. But we've added on to that. You know, every couple of years or so, we've added on some additional features there. There's probably not a lot that's going to be changing in that product moving forward just because the world is sort of moving toward a focus on streaming. In all transparency, we lose a lot of cable customers every year because they're shifting over to the streaming option. It's cheaper, lighter, and it's a little more modern. But a lot of our customers still prefer cable, and for that reason, it's going nowhere, at least not for the foreseeable short-term future. But the good news is that we've really created a robust platform there that provides great guide narration, allows you to navigate the entire guide independently. You also have the ability to choose from three different voices. So I know I'm pretty finicky about my voices. I like to pick, I personally like a female voice. I find it to be a little more soothing to my ear and a little easier to understand. Some people prefer a male voice. They like the frequency of that tone. Some people like, you know, with iPhones and such, you get all those options of like getting Australian accents and that. We don't do all that, but you do get the option of three different voices, and you can adjust your speeds on there too. So that was a big request for years. I remember coming to this conference and others and getting that feedback that it's painfully slow or it's way too fast. So you're also able to adjust those speeds. And then we also implemented some shortcuts on the remote for the Spectrum cable product. You, with your typical remote, you can turn on closed captions or your SAP audio description channel or your guide narration really quickly on and off. And if that's something that's interesting to you and you don't know how to do that yet, please please feel free to speak up and ask, and I'll walk through that. But moving right along here, we also have, and I have some with me, they're remote covers, maybe a little bit of a deceptive name for it, but it's a faceplate that clips onto the face of the remote, and it hides some of the more superfluous buttons or the buttons that you don't use very often, and it only leaves exposed the ones that are sort of your daily function buttons. And that was a huge request from our particularly our senior focus groups, but a lot of folks seem to enjoy that. So those are available for you for free. I've got some with me. If anybody in the room wants one, you could probably take one home here if you want. And then we also offer a large button remote for the cable box as well, also free. By the way, nothing I ever talk about costs money, you know, in terms of accessibility. Obviously the services cost money, the products cost money, but the accessibility components never do. So there's never a cost for that. And our customers with disabilities get a free truck roll to the house if you need any kind of additional support setting those products up. All right. So moving on to some of the other video products, I'll just spend a really brief amount of time here explaining what we offer, because it's the simplest way to describe it is we have an app called the Spectrum TV app. So your guide experience as a cable customer is really encompassed in this Spectrum TV app world. That app has gone mobile, and it's now available on your iPhone and Android devices. It's available on smart TVs like Samsung TV and some others. It's available on the Roku platform. It's available on the Apple TV platform. And of course, it's available on our new Zumo product, which I'm going to get to in a moment. The thing to remember about the Spectrum TV app is you already have access to Spectrum TV app on any platform if you're a cable customer. If you're not a cable customer, you could be a streaming only customer. I think the cost for that is less. I'm not the cost or marketing guy, so I don't know. But your access to that is determined either by being a cable customer or a streaming customer. And then you can launch it on any platform of your choice. And the way that we, as in the accessibility team, focus on the Spectrum TV app is we make sure that it is accessible with the platform's accessibility features. So if you're running it on an Apple TV, that's going to be things like VoiceOver or Zoom. And that goes the same for iOS. And if you're running it on like an Android, that's TalkBack, so on and so forth. And then moving on to our Zumo product, which I've been getting a lot of questions about. It's a product we launched last year. And again, sticking to my transparency philosophy, I know that I spoke with some of you at last year's conference, and I said, it's probably not the time to get a Zumo product when it does launch. I think it was not, I can't recall if it was launched yet or not, but I knew that it was going to have some sort of right out the gate issues that we're going to have to resolve. And that's just the world of accessibility. I personally am not an early adopter. You guys know that term, early adopter? I'm not an early adopter. I don't like to take a new product and depend on it as if it's just going to work. It's typically not. A brand new release of a car, a brand new release of a phone, or a version that you're running on that phone, all of those things typically have, you know, these things that you have to iron out. And that was going to be no exception for Zumo, but we're in a bit of a different place now. A lot of those issues are gone. Some of them have been reduced. And, you know, the thing that has been reduced greatly was the latency. That was a really painful issue that some people were experiencing. And I think a few of the folks here from this organization had mentioned that to me and said, when I'm moving from object to object on the screen, it takes forever for it to start announcing the text to speech. And so that's been reduced a substantial amount to about 1 to 2 seconds now. I think that that's still a painfully long time personally, you know, because we've gotten to a place in the world of technology where it's, you know, micro fractions of a second speed before you hear the TTS being announced. And so we're going to continue to submit that. The challenge with the Xumo product is this is a combination effort between us and Comcast and the Xumo Sky team out of London. There's a lot of groups involved, and you got to convince a lot of people to change that product. But they're listening to us, and they're changing it sometimes painfully slow and sometimes more rapidly than we think. But it's a lot easier to navigate. It talks to you nicely. The voice on there operates just as you think it would. You've got a button on the remote where you can speak into it now. If you press and hold the voice input button, you can look for names of actors or actresses and find movie titles, you know, based on like a name search. You can find it by network name or channel number. So a lot of things you can do with your voice, which is really incredible. I think that's something that a lot of folks have been asking for. And I also think that, you know, we're just going to be able to be more flexible with that product moving forward and stay a little more innovative. People always ask me, is it the same thing with Xumo as it is with cable in terms of audio description? And the answer is yes. It's still called SAP. You're still going to get you know, Spanish on that channel if you're not getting audio description. That's not changing anytime soon. That's just the way that the medium was designed. And so we're mirroring the same experience you have on your other Spectrum TV apps. But the good news is you can just go in and turn it on SAP. There's two different ways you can do it. You can turn it on in the app, or you can turn it on in your settings on the Xumo. The one thing that I'm not supposed to be talking about, we're not recording this or publishing it, right? Okay, well, maybe I shouldn't talk about it. All right, I'll talk about it anyway. Well, I've put myself on the line for you guys all the time. Well, I'm going to do it again. All right. We have been working really hard to launch a large button remote for the Xumo. That's what we're calling it. It's really not a large button remote. Again, a little bit of a deceptive title, but the buttons have better contrasting. They are sized a little bit bigger, you know, just somewhat bigger than the average remote, and they're spaced a little bit better. I think that, and the remote has a dedicated accessibility button, so you can program that button to turn on the accessibility feature of your choice. So if that's SAP, or if it's voice guidance, which is the name of the TTS on Xumo, or something else. So I'm hoping that launches before the summer. And I really don't want to put my name on the line for that, because things get pushed back, and it has gotten pushed back now for a few months. But I'm hoping that it launches by the summer. But if you're here in person and you want to check out that remote tactily and see what it feels like, I have one with me as compared to the traditional remote for Xumo, which I also have with me. So feel free to come by and check those out. I'd be happy to show them to you. All right, so those are our video products. The one other thing in the world of video or entertainment that I wanted to share is the Spectrum Access app. I think most people are now becoming familiar with Spectrum Access app, but you know, I'm constantly working to make sure that this app gets new and fresh features that we can brag about and share. And the exciting thing about Spectrum Access is that it's not a product that you have to pay for. You don't have to be a Spectrum customer to enjoy it. You can just download the app and enjoy all the audio description that's available there. I've got several new studio partnerships that I've been talking with, and they've jumped on board. So NBC Universal, A&E Networks, Paramount Group, CBS Paramount Group as well. So several of those have come on board in the recent months, and they're starting to send us content. So the way that works is they essentially send us the audio description tracks. Most of the time, the audio description track also contains the sound of the movie in it, so it's intertwined. But you can't just stream it or play it, because there's licensing issues with that. The way it works is that you have that track on your phone, and you have the movie playing on your TV. So same track, same movie. And you hit sync and play, on your device on that title, and it will synchronize. It'll use the microphone on your phone to identify where you are in that movie. It'll sync it up. And then you've got the movie playing on your TV and the audio description, and a lot of times audio description with the full audio of the movie as well playing on your phone, unless they just gave us the audio description track separately without the sound of the movie, which sometimes is the case. But the good news is that even though a lot of us are used to just turning on audio description wherever it is that our movie is playing and play it out of the same speakers, this allows you to isolate that audio description just for yourself. You can put an earbud in your ear. You could take the track with you anywhere you go. So if you're watching that movie that's available in the app and it doesn't have audio description, now you've got it in your pocket. If you use Bluetooth hearing aids, you can stream it through those and really customize your sound, which you can't do with traditional audio description. And for our deafblind folks, if you've got any need for closed captions, but the only way to consume them is in Braille, you can read those captions through a refreshable Braille display. So captions that are available can pipe into your Braille display. And then for low vision folks that maybe also benefit from captions, but you know, you're reading them maybe a little bit slower than somebody else and you need some time with them, the captions are scrollable, so they don't pop up in a little box and disappear. You can actually scroll backward through the historic captions that have passed and then jump back to your current spot. So that's the Spectrum Access app. Really exciting new movies coming out. I know it's not for this community per se, but we're also really excited, hopefully this summer, to add American Sign Language files to the app as well. So the app continues to grow, and I'm really thankful for the support of our executive team that's really committing some of their resource power to an app that doesn't necessarily bring us any revenue. It's a free app that we've made available to everyone. So take advantage of it. I'd love to be able to keep that thing going. All right. What else we got to talk about? So those are all the entertainment pieces. I don't really have a ton to say about our Spectrum Mobile product. I think it's second year in a row. It's the fastest growing mobile service in the country, beating out a number of the big names. And that's just because the price is great. And again, I'm not the price guy, so there's not much to say there. The only other thing to cover is just our Spectrum, My Spectrum app, which you manage your account through. Again, we try to keep that thing accessible so you can manage your account accessibly. Spectrum.net/accessibility is also a great landing site to learn all about what we're doing for accessibility. You can find things like Audible remote orientation guides there. We can send you Braille remote orientation guides. So if you just got a new product and you don't know what buttons or which on that remote, you can get a diagram of it with Braille dots and a key in Braille or large print. You can listen to that Audible guide on the website. So really cool stuff there. If you want your bill or any other print collateral that comes to your house, if you want it in Braille or large print, those are also available to you for free. And the last thing that I want to touch on is the disability support team. So the disability support team is our dedicated customer service team for people with disabilities. A guy on my team works really hard with that team to keep up their training. And we're going to be doing a lot more intense training with those groups this year, hopefully in the fall, to really make sure that none of those gaps that you might be experiencing when you're calling in ever exist. So they can answer all your questions, whether you say words like JAWS or guide narration or audio description. They know what you're talking about. And if you need a pro install at your home, you're not getting charged the $60 or $80 or whatever it is. It's free for you. So keep that in mind as well. All right, I'm going to stop talking here, and we're going to open up the Zoom room and the physical room here for questions, and I'll be happy to answer those.
All right, let's start on Zoom because I stupidly didn't have time to do that in the other session. Natalie, is anybody on Zoom with their hand up?
Yes. One second. Inicio.
Hang on. Who is it?
Inicio.
Hi, Inicio.
Hey, Sheila and Peter. I am not currently a Spectrum user, but I have been a subscriber for until about last year. And one of my questions, one of the things that was frustrating to me, and I don't know if this is specific to Spectrum Cable or all other providers as well, is audio description works well when you're watching something live. But every time I try to access something on demand, I did not see the audio description capability. And I wonder if it's me or is there a limitation of the cable service itself?
Oh, it's definitely not you. It's definitely a limitation of the platform. So that's true. If you're watching, let's say, on traditional television, what we call linear television that has the commercial mm-hmm. ad blocks, for that programming, we have a audio medium called secondary audio programming.
Right.
Turn on
right.
and get that audio description, right? Once that content comes out of that that linear television and lands in our video on demand library, there we do not have, technically, we do not have the capability of providing audio description. I'm hoping that with the Xumo product, we can remediate that just because it's a different, you know, things live in the cloud. It's a different, more modern platform that can give us that technical capability. But for those with a cable box, you're just not likely ever going to see audio description for on-demand content.
Yeah.
That's where Spectrum Access comes into play. It's a little bit non-traditional, but it can certainly close that gap. All the on-demand content that has audio description is available in the Spectrum Access app. That's really the mm-hmm. way to get it.
The other, can you still hear me? I don't know if I'm muted.
Yes. Yep.
So the other follow-up, not question, but a remark. I tell you, one of the things I miss the most from not having Spectrum is Spectrum News app on the iPhone. It's one of the most accessible, especially here in Florida with all the tornadoes and hurricanes and stuff. They are so wonderful in providing that. So anyway, maybe we'll get back to
yeah,
it
good,
one day.
Good comment there, and thank you. Hopefully we'll get back over. But the Spectrum News app is a hyper-local news app where mm-hmm. you can sort of select your favorites and follow. For those of you who aren't familiar, you can follow all your local news and get weather alerts, closure alerts, things like that. So it is a great app, and I've gotten a lot of feedback. When we first launched, I remember getting a ton of feedback from the blind, low vision community about how helpful it was.
And it's actually, you know, I've moved a lot throughout my life, and it's wonderful if you want to check, you know, New York or, you know, or upstate New York or whatever. It's so easy to change and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good point. So if you're hopping around between states, you can actually follow the local news in a different state. Right. I know some people down here in Florida are lucky enough to be snowbirds and they travel back and forth. So
yeah.
Super helpful.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we got some in the room. Hang on, let's get you the mic.
You mentioned you had a cover for the controller so you
yes.
don't end up pushing all the different buttons. Is that the standard?
The standard
remote, the Zumba?
That's the standard remote.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything for the Zumba?
For the Zumo remote, if you wanted to come up to the table afterward, I can show you what the Zumo large button remote, that's the name of it. That remote, once it is live, hopefully by summer, will be free to you. It'll be $10 or $12, I think, to the general public. So we're not marketing it as an accessibility product. It's just going to be a different remote available for a charge. But for customers with disabilities, it is going to be free. At least the first remote will be. And you can come up and check that out. I think it's really well laid out and it's easy to navigate. And if we ever do need to create a different cover for those, maybe it's something we can think about.
We need to make them bigger. The blue button's fine, but I find that where it is and I keep my finger on it as I'm going through.
Oh, yeah. Well, come by and check these out. I'll be happy to show you and take some feedback on it.
Okay. I think that's all I had questions on.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
So we are currently Spectrum customers, and I have the Spectrum app and then my Spectrum and the Spectrum TV. So you were saying the Spectrum Access, is that that's a separate app that you download for the Access? So it's a third app from Spectrum that you download?
Yeah, it's a free app that's available to Spectrum customers and non-Spectrum customers. The good news is the first gentleman was asking about on-demand. So that's your way to sort of close the gap on audio description. We heavily focus on content for on-demand. So all of our studio partners that have audio description for that content usually share it with us. So if you're a Spectrum customer and you're in the on-demand library, the best way to get audio description for that is through the Spectrum Access app. But you don't have to be a Spectrum customer, and you can use the app with any platform, say Netflix, HBO, whatever streaming platform you have, a DVD, you know, whatever it is that you have that movie on, if it's available in the app, you can pair that experience together. And they work with in conjunction with one another. The one thing that you can't do yet in the app is just, you know, when you're watching TV, just tell the app, hey, do you have this content? And it'll listen to it and identify what the movie is and search the app for you. So that's not available yet. You actually have to know what you're going to be watching. Say, I'm going to be watching Top Gun at 5 p.m. I'm going to download the audio description track in the app for that. So that's the way that works currently. But you can search the app with Siri or Hey Google for your Android devices. And you can just say, hey Siri, search Spectrum Access. And then she'll prompt you, or he, whatever voice you have, will prompt you for which title would you like. And then you can call out the name of the title. And it'll search the app and it'll say, I'm not finding a match for that. Or it will say, here are the results. So you don't have to go into the app and manually search. I know for some people that's really tedious, so we eliminated that need for that with the use of just your voice. But if you are in there manually in the list, what you'll get is a search results for what is available in the app, and then a second search results list underneath that for what matches that but's not available in the app. And the reason why that's helpful is you can, there's a button next to each one of those that says submit content request or submit content for request. And so what that does for me, it creates a database of all the content that people have requested that's not available in the app. And I can take that to our studio friends and say, hey, people really want to see this movie. I've got like 30 requests for this particular movie for audio description. It might be a good idea for you guys to create it. So it just adds a little leverage in our conversation with them, because we don't pay them anything. There's no money exchanged here. We're just approaching these studios out of good grace to give us that content so you can have the audio description available.
Then I had one other quick question.
Please. Yeah, go ahead.
Is the, you in our current, we have two cable boxes, and so two TVs on cable boxes and other rooms, and then we have a third room that we have just streaming. So we are using the Wi-Fi through Spectrum for that streaming. And so what you were saying, you can download onto that TV, which she's currently using, you know, Netflix and Amazon Prime with the, you can download the Spectrum TV app onto that TV and then watch all the content that you see on the regular Spectrum TV. Is that what you were saying?
I may have misunderstood your question, but you can download the Spectrum TV app on any platform where it's available if you're a cable customer or a streaming customer. So the answer to that is yes. If you have like an Amazon Fire Stick or whatever, or even Xbox, you can download the Spectrum TV app on it. You can download it on Roku, any mobile platform, tablets and phones. Some smart TVs like Samsung TV will let you download it on there, and they have their own voice system. Am I answering your question? Come back at me.
Yes,
or not.
That was the question, because she has a Fire Stick and she does that, but it's also a smart TV, so we can download, because we're a current Spectrum customer, we can download that app and she can watch the same content she sees on the ones with the mobile boxes without having that
Now, for some of you, there's so many smart products out there. Some of them support the Spectrum TV app and some of them don't. The ones that don't, they just did not want to do a business partnership with us for some reason or another. So just type in Spectrum TV app into the app store of that device and see if you can download it. And if you can, then it's available. If not, then I think unfortunately it's not. So just give it a try. And if it works, then just type in your credentials and voila. Now the Spectrum Access app, there's no credentials required there since it's available to everyone in the US. The Spectrum Access app can only be downloaded on Android phones and tablets and iOS phones and tablets.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie, are there any in Zoom?
No, you're clear.
Okay.
Okay. So we've got a little bit of time left, which is great. I've got what we call our product list, everything that's available accessibility-wise. So each product and the features available on that product that are accessible. I've got a list of those here in three different forms. I've got a large print, an 18-point font, I've got a Braille, and I've got a just traditional PDF-type printed version that looks all pretty and stuff that's available to you. And then I've got a fourth version. It's a little keychain that has an NFC chip that you can scan with your phone. It'll take you to a link that has all this information in a digital format. So I'm trying to be as accessible as I can. Got digital, regular print, large print, Braille. You know, soon I'm just going to bring little pebbles and, you know, create arrangements. That's right. I'll just make copies of me, and then you can take me home, and I'll just on demand, literally, right out of your living room. I've got business cards that have, you know, if all you want is just access to our 844 number for the disability support team. By the way, the disability support team has a direct phone number, and it's listed on all of these pages and this business card. I encourage you guys to call that team directly. Don't call the general support line and get tossed around. Some of them just don't know what you're talking about. Some of them don't know that the disability support team exists, even though it's right there on their computer. And this is just the unfortunate thing about customer support. We've moved all of our customer support center teams to the US. So you're always going to get an agent here in the US, which is great, but there's still a lot of turnover in customer support teams. And our company, like any other, is always trying to figure out what we can do to improve the training for those people. So I just encourage you, call that 844 number directly. You're going to get an agent who automatically knows what you're talking about. Soon, very soon, we're going to have a self-ID campaign where customers with disabilities can identify themselves as having a disability. We'll have a flag in the system. That way, no matter what number you call, you'll automatically get pushed to the team that knows what your needs are, and you know, make sure that you got $0 on your account if they send a truck to your home. And I think it's going to be a much better experience, but we're not quite there yet. So just got to call that phone number directly. And if you have to have a product installed in your home, just ask them for a supervisor level technician that knows about, you know, all these features and can help you set them up. That's my little tip and trick for the day. Thank you all for being here and being online. Those of you who are in person, feel free to come up. I'm going to pull these remotes and remote covers out for the 10 minutes or so that we have left together, and be happy to answer some more questions.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Peter, so much. We appreciate you being here, and we certainly appreciate you sponsoring our convention. So it wouldn't be happening without our sponsors. So thank you.